So if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, like I did, your mixtapes might at some point have included these guys. Bring on the dancing horses, headless and all alone. Echo and the Bunnymen, who did this song from the movie Pretty in Pink, or this one, The Killing Moon, which was probably the band's biggest hit. Under blue moon I saw you, so soon you'll take me. It's been a few years since then, but the Bunnymen are still at it. Band leader Ian McCulloch and guitarist Will Sargent have released a new album. Take me to the sticky, take me to the sky. Don't know if I want to. It's called Meteorites, and it's out now. And while a lot of people might like the band for nostalgic reasons, McCulloch told us he's been through a lot since the 80s, and that comes out in the music. He calls one major period of depression a trough.
It was a tough one to get out of. It was something I'd become used to, but this time it lasted a year or even longer. That feeling of melancholy that used to swoop in and swoop out pretty much as quickly as it came, you know.
One of the times McCulloch told us he was most bummed out was when Echo and the Bunnymen kind of fell apart in the late 80s.
I convened a meeting, as you do, and I said, you know, it's time. What I should have done with hindsight was just say, let's have a year out of this. It got stale, I thought, at that point, and there was resentment towards me for basically writing the songs, even though they got equal shares. Mm-hmm. I seem to do everything on the creative side, but because they did more sound checks than me, they thought that they were entitled. So I actually said, you know, we'll split up. And then it was only a few months, 3 or 4 months later, I got a call from Will saying he wanted to carry on with the other two. And I assumed with a different name, you know, and I said, well, fair enough, do what you've got to do. But I'd assumed that they'd call themselves something else, like most bands would, you know,
right.
Joy Division turned into New Order. Right. I know that there was a death involved there, but...
Right, and then instead they kept the name and put out an album without
but I
you.
Don't, this is another thing I don't talk about, otherwise I get so pissed off. I want to go and kill Will Sargent, but it killed me. You know, it was worse than... It was like being cuckolded or betrayed, you know, it was disgusting, but that's the end of it.
You're working with Will Sargent again, and you guys still call yourselves Echo and the Bunnymen. Why keep that name? Why not
because,
be a solo act?
Well, I do solo albums separately, and because the songs are different. It's a fine line between a Bunnymen song sometimes and a solo song, but I think I just feel a bit cockier when it's a Bunnymen song.
Huh.
You know, and like, is this a breakdown? It's... I don't know how I'd have sung it or even written it if that was a solo album. What do I want? What do I need? What have you got to make my eyes bleed? What can I take? What can I steal? What's gonna make you feel like you feel? Is this a breakdown?
You're sitting down to write a song about a breakdown, and the fact that you're writing it as a member of a band makes you write it differently than if you were writing it as one guy.
Yeah. Maybe I found that was where, because it wasn't a solo song, that was where I found it edgier. Because if I'd have broached that kind of subject on a solo record, I might not have answered with the "I know." I'd have left it rhetorical.
Huh.
And it was kind of good because I think that helped as well. It's like, okay, that's one way of channeling where I'm at and hopefully one way of getting out of the trough I was in, you know. Is this a breakdown?
You guys were so huge 20 years ago, and you keep making records, and it's a different thing now. I guess I want to know why. What do you get out of it? What do you get out of continuing to make albums?
Well, to me, it's like, and sometimes you're painting your Mona Lisas and your Sistine Chapels, and you can't do that every time, you know. I think I've finally realised that. But I think with this, it's a track like Meteorites. I prefer Meteorites and I prefer New Horizons because it's about something that you can strip down and it helps me. It's still those early formative years in my life. You can't escape them. You kind of, it makes you who you are. And for all, you know, the fact that it doesn't matter to me about popularity. Obviously, I'd love to sell 30 million albums and go and buy a Southern Island, you know, which I wouldn't even go to. But I'd still like to sell the 30 million albums, mainly because it'd be 30 million people listening to us and hopefully getting something from the songs. I've been lucky enough to have had maybe 5 people in the last 35 years come up to me and say they didn't kill themselves because they heard the Killer Moon.
Wow.
And maybe Meteorites one day, you know, somebody might hear Meteorites and say, that song stopped me. You know, because that's happened 5 times, and I count those 5 occasions as making everything I've done in 35 years worthwhile. Oh, where is the hope in me? Can it be found?
Ian McCulloch fronts the band Echo and the Bunnymen. Their new album is called Meteorites, and it's out now. Thank you so much, Ian.
You're welcome, Kelly.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Kelly McEvers. Check out our weekly podcast. Look for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.